Today's daf is Becharos daf Lamed Tes. We left off on daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. We are at V'yeshna Shlosha Chadashim, about 6 lines before they get wide. So we're in the middle of discussing. First of all, today's share is sponsored by David Hamm in honor of his wife Margie. He's a listener in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure if Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, yeah. And that's what I keep saying. Okay, so I don't have the text in front of me. In Yerushalayim, and also by Dr. David Landrieu in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much again for the sponsorship. So we're holding on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing certain types of movement that you have in an animal that relate to the eyes. And we went through how there's a test that you could do where you provide the animal with a certain kind of refuah, and if it doesn't take, then you know that it's a mum kavua. But the refuah takes a good deal of time in order to implement, and the Gemara is going to clarify in how exactly to administer the refuah. And we're going to have 6 different shailas about the circumstances under which the animal has to take the medicine in order for it to be effective. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, you know, if it's an 80-day time period, how exactly do you check during the 80 days that the mum is there the entire time? And do we only consider it to be kavua once it's determined to be kavua? Is it only mikanu lahaba or even the mafreya? Meaning, once you say, oh, this mum is a mum kavua, because after these 80 days it hasn't gotten better, does that mean that ever since it's been here it's been a mum kavua? Or no, now it's a mum kavua. It may have turned from mum over into a mum kavua, and only mikanu lahaba it's a mum kavua. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about mumin that happened on the nose of an animal or on the lips of an animal. The Mishnah is going to talk about mumin on the gums of an animal inside the animal's mouth. How far inside the animal's mouth is a concern of a mum? We're going to discuss whether a missing internal organ, that's going to be the bulk of really the major sugya of the daf, is going to be whether a missing internal organ would render the animal a bal mum, particularly if an animal has only one kidney. Does that turn it into a, does that make it a bal mum? The Gemara is going to try to connect on Amud Beis the issue of mumin by Bechar with the issue of machlokes tanaim about an animal that's ma'uch v'kasus, natuch v'karus. If an animal has one of these problems with its evra zachrus, and there's going to be a machlokes about that, and we have 3 ways to understand the machlokes, but it may relate back to our issue of a mum that's mi bifnim, of an internal mum. And then at the last mission on the daf, on the bottom of Lam Tesam Beis, is going to talk about different types of mumin by the Eivra Zachrus or the female genitalia that could maybe make the animal a mum. So a lot more about mumin of a Bukhar today. So let's begin Lam Tesam Beis. Yeshlo Shosha Chadashim. So he said that it takes 3 months in order to implement the refuah to see whether the animals in fact has a mum kavua. So Eini says, where is that really so? We had mentioned yesterday how what the animal has to do is it has to eat certain grains that grow in the field while they're moist, and certain ones that are dry. And we said, so the Brisa tells us, yeah, it eats during Adar and Nisan, which is the end of the right after the winter season, and that's the moist moist straw that it eats. And Elul and Tishrei, it eats Yavesh. Elul and Tishrei is at the end of the summer, so the grain dried out completely over the summertime, so that's where it has Yavesh. But the point is, if you add that up, Adar, Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, that's 4 months. It's not 3 months. So it says, no, it means Ema, Adar v'chatzi Nisan lach, Elul v'chatzi Tishrei Yavish. It's 1.5 months each time, which is a total of 3 months. And the whole chiddush is that it doesn't need to be 3 months that are retzuthim. They have 1.5 months here, another 1.5 months there, and that's enough to be able to be bodek. So you buy Lu. The Gemara raises the following shayla. In order to be bodek, this mayim that's in the eye, whether it's a mum kavua, so lach bizman lach, yavish bizman yavish, odilma lach v'yavish bizman halach. Does it have to be that it's eating the moist grain when grain is generally moist and the dry when it's generally dry? Or could it be that you have a stockpile maybe of both moist and dry, but it's all during the season that's where everything is still lach at the end of the winter time? So Tashma says, well, I'll bring a raya. Dom Ravidi Barav and Dom Rav Yitzchak Barashion. Adar v'nisan lach, Elul v'tishrei yavesh. So you see clearly it's telling us about the specific zmanim as well, not just that it be lach and yavesh. It says, well, that's not a raya. Dilma peri de Elul v'tishrei machlin and lay, ba'adar v'nisan. Maybe when it says Elul and Tishrei, it means the fruits in the Elul and Tishrei condition, or the produce that you have from Elul and Tishrei, you feed it to the animal, but you do it during Adar and Nisan. So it's eating lach and then yavish, both in Adar and Nisan. V'kama machilin oso, and how much does it need to eat in order to do this test to see if it's a mum kavua? Amar Rav Yochum Shur Pinchas ben Arova kagrogeres. It has to eat a grogeres of lach and a grogeres of yavish. So Amar Rava, so now we're going to raise six consecutive shailas. By Bema Rava, they asked the following shaila in Eretz Yisrael. In order to be bodek to see whether this is a mum kavua, krogeres besuda rishona, does it need to eat a grogeres size only in the first meal it has of the day? Odilma bekol su'uda v'su'uda. Or maybe it needs to have a grogeres size for each and every su'uda that it has over the course of the day. The Mari Kurkus in his commentary to the Rambam in Yisur Mizbeach, in the second part of Yisur Mizbeach, has two ways of understanding this shaila. Number one, is it enough that it eats a sheer grogeres only in the su'uda rishona, or maybe it needs to eat it bekol su'uda, the way we just explained it? Second way he understands it is that the Gemara thinks it's a davar pashut that it could eat a grogeres once a day. The whole suffix is, does it have to dafka be during breakfast? Could it be at a later point during the day that it has the grogeres? But clearly only needs to be once a day. So im tzimtzum lomar b'suda rishona, if you're going to say that it's dafka about the suda rishona, kodem achila o la'achar achila, is it before or after the achila that it has this grogeres of lach or yavesh? Kodem achila vade malik kesama. Now certainly if it has it before achila, then the refuah will definitely work, because it's like any other sam, like any other medicine that a person takes the refuah, that it should be taken, I guess, the opposite of what they tell us now. Now they say, don't take medicine on an empty stomach. No, the medicine really works on an empty stomach. It really has an effect on an empty stomach. But liachar achila mai, the shaila is, does it also work if it's done liachar achila? Next shaila, kodem shtia o laachar shtia? Do you need to feed the chatzir to the animal dafka before shtia or after shtia? Says more, kodem shtia vade malei kesari. Certainly it works before shtia, just like eating sa'orim, where animals eat sa'orim before shtia. So the suffix is la'achar shtia mai. Does it also work if it takes it la'achar shtia to determine whether it's a mum or not? Another shayla, kashur o mutter. Should the animal be eating this while it's tied up or while it's untied? Mutter vade malei. Look, if it's eating while it's untied, then that's certainly the best, because then the animal, it feels more free and more besimcha, and the refuah is going to be able to take effect. I mean, apparently there's psychosymptomatic effects of an animal's refuah as well, not just of a human's refuah, that it's going to have this sense of freedom, and then the refuah is going to work better. So kashur mai, but what if it's tied up? So does it work in that case? So it says, and another shayla, levado oim chavero. Does this food that's fed to the animal as medicine, does it have to be when the animal is alone or when the animal is together with other animals? Now certainly if it's with other animals, the animal is much more comfortable eating with a group of other animals, so that for sure would work. Levado mai, the shaila is, does it work alone, or does it not work when the animal is alone? And another shaila, be'ir u'basada, does it matter whether it's in the city or in the field? Basada vade malile, out in the field, certainly that's the natural place for an animal, and it's certainly going to work, the animal is certainly more comfortable there. Be'ir mai, but what about in the city? Does it also work, or do we say that no, it's not going to work when it's in the city, and the badika that you're doing by feeding it this refuah is not going to prove anything when it's in the city? And then a final shayla, boy Ravashi, im tim tzilomar basada gina smucha le'irmai. If you're going to say that it's got to be dafka in the sada that you feed the animal, that what if it's not mamish in the sada, but it's a gina smucha le'ir, so it's in a garden that's like achila basada, does that work as well? Because it's in the city area, but it's in like like Central Park, right? It's mamish in the city, but it's but you sort of get the sense that it's meant to feel like it's not in the city, but you get the sense that it kind of is. So does the bidika work in such a case? Teku, so the Gemara leaves all of this unresolved. We leave it all as a teku. The Rambam paskins in Isur Mizbech Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid that it has to eat it b'chol yom achar shtia, and it has to be besada, untied at the time of a meal, and it can't be alone. It's got to be with another behema, and only if you do all of these things, and then it's not nisrape, only then do you know that it's a mum kavua. But if you're missing any one of these details, then it's a safek, and since it could be that it has a mum, you can't be makrovit. But mitzad sheni, it could be that it doesn't have a mum, you also can't be podit. Meaning, the Rambam says the teku as a safek, and therefore we have to. If you're going to do this bedika properly, you gotta cover all of these possibilities, and you have to do it properly. Otherwise, you're going to be left with a safek because it's an ibay de livshita in the Gemara, and a suffix is the worst place to be over here because you can't do anything. You can't be podit, and you can't shecht it. In the Briska Rav, in the stencils, they quote that even though according to the tzad that the bedika doesn't work, it's only a suffix mum, but because it could be that it had a refuah, and we don't have a tzad that it's a vadai not a mum, but since it's if we would have been poshet that it has refuah in these cases, it would be muchach that it was a mum kavua, so without a bedika brura, it's still considered to be a suffik mum. So that's how the Rambam paskens that it's a suffik. Rabbi Chanan ben Antigonus Omer. So then we said Rabbi Chanan ben Antigonus said that you search, you do this, you check the animal, you check to make sure that the mum is still there three times over the course of 80 days. So how do you do that? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ubavachiu Mishulashim. You have to do it in thirds. So Mishulashim, we have a number of places in Shas. Means in even like where do we have by Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Makos talks about that the three Be'er Yadin, three in Eretz Yisrael have to be Mishulashim. So it's a discussion what exactly Mishulashim, but it means equidistant from each other. So does that mean the two extremes and one in the middle, or does it mean from one end to the second to the third to the is all this meaning from the end to the first one is the same distance as from the first to the second, but you don't have them at the extremes. You have a similar machlokas rishonim over here, what mishulashim means. Rashi says mishulashim means that 26 and a half days in, then another 26 and a half days in, which brings you to 53 days, and then at the end 27 days later. So the first one doesn't count. The fact that you saw the mum at the beginning, that doesn't count. That's not called the bedika. Other rishonim understand differently. Tosos writes that betchila be'emtza basof. Mishulashim means at point A, at point B, and directly in the midpoint between point A and point B. Right, day one, day 80, and day 40 in the middle. So different shitos of exactly what mishulashim means over here. But you see that the timing is important. That it's not just 80 days, but 80 days where you're checking at standard intervals to know that the mum is still there. But otherwise, you have to assume that maybe the mum went away and came back, and that it's not a mum kavua at all. Pinchas, the less famous brother of Shmuel, asked Shmuel, and it's going to be important in the Gemara that it's a less famous brother of Shmuel. He asked Shmuel the following shayla: Achal v'lo itasi. If the animal eats this and it didn't get any better, so therefore now you know it's a mum kavua, right? Lemafreya avimuma or mikan laba avimuma. Mum kavua, yes, but does that mean that it's been a mum kavua the entire time, or only mikan laba? It's a mum kavua. Says Gemara, lemay nafkamina. What would be the nafkamina? Whether it's lemafreya or mikan laba? Well, lemimal bepidiono. The money that you use to be poed to this animal and it started to go through this bedika process, and before the zman of this bedika process ended, you got hana'a from that money, and then you finished the bedika process and it turned out that it's a mum kavua. Now if you're poed to an animal that has a mum kavua, the pidyon works. Pidyon works means the money has kedusha, and there's a violation of me'ila on that money. So had you been poed it after the whole process was over, definitely there's a violation of Mi'ila. If you're going to say that the mum is lemafreya, we assume that even lemafreya was a mum kavua the whole time. Well, then the pidyon worked, and you're in violation of meila by getting anah from that money somewhere during the process. But if you hold that it's only mikanu lahaba that it's a mum kavua, but lemafreya it's not. So then the pidyon didn't work when you did it. You did it too early. The animal did not yet have a mum kavua. Pidyon didn't work, and the money you got anah from was chulin, so it's not a violation of meila. See, I'm lemafreya avimuma. Ma'il. If the mum is a mum kavua lemafreya, then it's a violation of me'ila. If mikanu labav, imum alo ma'il. But if it's mikanu labav, then it's not going to be me'ila. So mai. So what's the din taka? Do we say that it's mikanu labav that or lemafreya? So says Gemara. Kari Shmuel alei. Shmuel said about his brother Pinchas psachim bazazu that you have people who are disabled that are taking spoils of war, meaning that's impossible, like it doesn't happen, like it's so crazy that someone who doesn't have physical capability to run around grabbing and looting things is still running around grabbing and looting things. What does that mean? So the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains, what he's trying to say is, Pinchas, you are the much less capable of the two of us, meaning I'm Shmuel, I'm the famous Amora Shmuel. You're Pinchas, no one ever heard of you. And you're asking a Shaila that I don't have the ability to answer. It's crazy that you ask me a Shaila, I don't know the answer. So that's how they leave it as a Shaila. So some of the Achronim deal with, that's not nice at all. Like, why would you say something like that? What's he trying to... So there's some deeper something of a psachim, somehow. It's like a gematria of Pinchas or Seichali there. He's referring to something in the pasuk relating to Mumin. I don't know. You got to say something. But there's got to be some depth to what he's saying. It wasn't just Tom insulting him. But it's interesting. The Gemara wanted to know when he asked, Mafreya nifsal mikanu laba, Mafreya tzumum kavor mikanu laba, l'may nafkamina. So the best nafkamina, the only nafkamina we can come up with, was a nafkamina if he was poda it beforehand and he got hana from that money. Rabbi Kivegra points out that l'chora there's a better nafkamina if l'gabe mi'ila of the a better nafkamina than the nafkamina about mi'ila of the money of the pidyon. The Gemara could have just said bepashtos, do you need to go be poda it again? Because pidyon behema tahora of hagdish is only chal and balei mumin. So if at the time it was not yet a balmum, so the pidyon wasn't chal, meila, nafkamina, do you need to be poded? Forget about whether you did mi'ila, a much more direct nafkamina. Mitzvah Eson points out that there's another nafkamina the Gemara could have said. If someone is nena from the behema itself before the bedika, if it's considered a mum l'mafreya, so you didn't violate mi'ila. Whereas if it's not a mum, it's only mikan l'aba, so we violated mi'ila. So why not say these other nafkaminas? So that's also something the Achronim try to work on. Why the Gemara has such an indirect nafkamina when l'chora there were a couple of other nafkaminas that were more accessible, that were more direct. Okay, now the new Mishnah. Chotmo, if it has in the nose of the Bechor, shenikav, that has a hole in it, in one of the outer walls of the nostrils, it has a hole in the nose, v'shenifgam of shenistak, or it has a pegima, what do you call a pegima? A notch or something, like a break, or nistak, it's got a crack in it, sfamo, or its lip is shenikva, has a hole in it, shenifkama or shenistika. So all of these are mumin. Tan rabban nikvu chotmin zelatoch zeh, so mi bachutz hare ze mum, mi bifnim eino mum. If the hole in the animal's nose is not on the outer nostrils, but it's in between the two nostrils, so if it's mi bachutz, I guess on the bottom part where you can see it from the outside, then it's considered a mum. If it's mi bifnim, it's not considered a mum. Now there's a halacha in Hilchos. In Hilchos Tefillah, that Mishabur writes in Siman Nun Gimel, Sivkat Yud Gimel, that a mum would passel not only an animal, a mum would passel a kohen also from doing avoda. What about a shliach tzivur? So Mishabur writes, Adrabah, Lev Nishbra Vinitka Lukim Los Vaza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take, if a Balmum goes and is a Shliach Tzibur, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look to that as here's a person coming broken, he's much more broken, and that has a certain power to such a tefillah. Nevertheless, there are those that are Machmir L'Chadchila, when there's a Ra'i V'Hagun Kayotzebo, there's an equally qualified Bal Tefillah who's not a Balmum. Some try to be Machmir not to have a Balmum as a Bal Tefillah, and the Shaar Tzion quotes from Chavos Yair that's only by Yom Noraim to be makbid for such a thing. That should be a person, you know, that you're putting up someone you're most respected, like the person you would have to represent you, as opposed to putting up the most broken of people. But Rav Zilberstein discusses what happens if you have a shayla, you have a bal tshuva who's davening in a kihila that's mostly bal tshuva. Everyone's pretty much on the same madrega, and the guy had a nose ring. So is that considered a balmum on a human as well, or is it only a balmum on an animal? He got all the Yerushalayim and everything else, but he has this hole in his nose. So he quotes our Gemara, and he said the Rambam Paskins in the seventh parak of Bias Mikdash Shlosha Bechotem. He goes through three mumin an animal could have in its that a Kohen could have in a nose that would pasul him. Someone who's Nikav Chotmo, even Mitzar Echad, Nistak Chotmo, Nifkam Chotmo. And Kesemisha points out that the Rambam leaves out if it's in between the two nostrils, Mibachutz, that's considered a mum. Meaning the Gemara says that by an animal that's considered a mum. Meaning the Rambam only talks about in the outer nostrils, Nikav, Nistak, Nifkam. But he doesn't talk about in between the two nostrils. Kesemisha explains, because that's a mum that's dafka for a behema, it's not a mum by an Adam. So Kesemisha says, Eini Yodea Lama Inam Rum Lios Vadam. I don't know why it's not a mum by an Adam. I would think if it's a mum by a behema, it would be a mum by an Adam as well. Kesemisha leaves it as a tzarech iyun. So in the Chaste David, in Maseches Becharos, he says, even though Kesemisha leaves it as a tzarech iyun, he quotes a Chazon Nachim that it's orech ara linkav ba'adam lahasim bo nezem v'tachshit. That it's normal for a human being to have a hole in that in order to put jewelry there, in order to put a nose ring in. And since it's normal as a takshit for a human, so mele it's not considered to be a mum. So l'chora, it's a little bit of a tzarech iyun, because it may have been normal for nashim to put a ring in. It was never normal for men to wear nose rings. So it's a question. Can you say that there's going to be a different definition of a balmum based on what's normal for men and what's normal for women? It's also difficult to understand, to assume that the din of balmum changes based on the generation, based on what people happen to be doing, what the styles of the time are. So I don't know. I'm not sure what his conclusion is. But anyway, that's his discussion about whether nose ring would possibly someone, maybe based on this Gemara. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Chutin hachitzonos shenifkemu, if you, Samra Papa, Rav Papa explained Torah bara desifte, that the outer part of the lips, meaning that's what we're talking about, that would make it a balmum. Okay, new Mishnah. Chutin achitzonos, the outer gums, shenifkemu, vishenigmemu, if they're missing a piece or if they're cut along their width above, even though they're not missing anything, hapnimim shenekru. And the inner gums, only if they're totally uprooted, is it considered a mum. Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus Omer, ein botkin min atiyomes filifnim. We don't check inside the animal for a mum, inside the animal's mouth, from where the teeth become doubled and in further than that. Meaning, just like a human being, the outer teeth are thinner teeth. Once you get further back, they become wider teeth. So as soon as the teeth start getting wider, they become doubled over. That's where we don't check anymore. That's too far in for it to be a mum. Va'aflo esatiyomes. And even the teeth the teeth themselves that are a double tooth, we're not bodek, because no mum in that part of the mouth is going to be considered a mum shebegalui. That's all going to be considered a mum shebeseser. So Tan Rabbanan hatiyomes ezu Tiyomes min atiyomes v'lefnim. What is tiyomes? Tiyomes is from where the teeth become doubled and further in. V'tiyomes atzma kilefnim. And that first double tooth is considered already too far in to be eligible for a mum. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kafutzai omer, ein shochtin ela ala chitzonos b'vad. No, the only a mum that's on the outer gums is going to be a problem. Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus omer, ein mashkichin el tiyomes kal ikr. We don't pay any attention to the to from where the teeth get doubled and further in. So this brisa is very difficult to read. What in the world? It sounds like they're all saying the same thing. That once you're at the point where the teeth become doubled, so at that point of the mouth, that's already too far bifnim, it's not going to be a mum. So says Amar Maika Amar. What exactly is the brisa trying to tell me? It starts out with Ezo Tiyomas Mina Tiyomas Vifnim. What does that mean? Vesu, Rabbi Shuvah ben Kafutzai, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Shuvah ben Kafutzai says exactly the same thing as the Tanakama, that once you get that far into the mouth, it's not going to be a mum anymore, it's not going to be a mum Shabagali anymore. Says Mar Chisuri Mechsra Vahachi Katani. The Braisa is not incomprehensible, as is it's incomprehensible, but we need to add in a few details in order to be able to comprehend the Braisa. Ezer wa Pnimis, what is the Pnimis that we said in the Mishnah that if it's Nifgam or Nigmam, it's not going to be considered a Mum min HaTiyomas v'lefnim. That's specifically from the Tiyomas and in. V'Tiyomas Atzmo k'lefnim, and the Tiyomas itself, right where the first double tooth appears, that is already considered to be Lefnim, and therefore whatever Mum it has there is not considered a Mum. But Med Varim Amurim, when do we say that that's not called a Mum Shebegaloi? Shenifgamu v'shenigmamu. That's only if it's Nifgam or Nigmam. Aval Nekru, but if it's entirely uprooted, Shochted. Then you would shecht a Bechar for that, meaning it would be considered a Mum, even it's all the way deep into the mouth, but it's Nekar. The gums aren't just cut or notched or something. They're Nekar, they're uprooted. Rabbi Shubin Kofetzai Yomer, Ein Shochten Ela Alachitzonos. Aval Pnimios Shenakru, Mishchat Alayu Lo Shachtinan. And Rabbi Aval of Suli Mifsal. Rabbi Shubin Kofetzai says, no. When you're dealing with the anything that's Bifnim, the Pnimios, even if it's Nagru, you're not allowed to Shecht to Bechar based on that Mum. It's not a full fledged Mum that would allow you to Shecht to Bechar. But it's also not a Mum, meaning it's not a Mum that you're going to Shecht to Bechar, but we don't ignore it entirely. It's enough to passel it from being a Hukrav al Gabe Mizbeach. So it's enough of a Mum that you're going to say, I can't bring this on the Mizbeach, but not enough of a Mum that you're going to be able to Shecht to Bechar based on that Mum. So it's sort of like somewhere in between, if it's all the way deep in the mouth and Nekar. So the Tanakama was saying that anything that's deep in the mouth, even if it's deep in the mouth, but it's Nekar, it's a full-fledged Mum. It's a real Mum. You could be Shecht to Bechar based on that Mum. The Rabbi Shimon Kofetzai is saying, it's a quasi-Mum. It's enough of a Mum to passel it from the Mizbeach, not enough of a Mum to Shecht it for yourself and eat it as chulin. Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus Omer, Ein mashkich and al tiyomas kalikur. Vafilu ifsalu ifsal. It's ifsalu ifsal. It's nothing. It's not a Mum at all. And therefore you can even be makrif on the Mizbeach. So there are three distinct shitos that are in this brisa. It just seemed incomprehensible at first. But once you understand that there are these three madregos of what would happen if it was ne'akar, if the gums were ne'akar, deep into the mouth. So then you see these three madregos of these three shitos. So boy ravach tavi barami, yesh mechusar ever mi befne. Let's say if an animal is missing an internal organ, it's missing a spleen, a kidney, is that considered a balmum, or do we not consider the animal a balmum? So lamai, what do you mean with regard to what halacha? If you're talking about the dinim of a bechar, pisayach o iver ksiv. The pasuk says pisayach o iver. Sounds like only a mum shabagaloi is going to be a problem. Missing iver panimi shouldn't be a problem. Ila kachim. And if you're talking about other kachim, iveres o shavur ksiv. It says iveres o shavur. So that's also a mum shabagaloi. So what's the shaila? Says Mar Shaila is Leshchute Lafruke, to allow Shechting a Bechar or to be Poda Kachim because of a Mechusar Ever. Do you consider that enough of Bal Mum that you're allowed to be Poda based on that Mum? So Lo Yibayilan, that is not a Shaila. I'm sorry, Leshchute Lafruke Lo Yibayilan. That's exactly what we were just saying is not a Shaila. Kimi Bayilan, because of course you can't be, because that it's not a Mum Shabagalu, it's not exposed. Kimi Bayilan Leifsule. The Shaila is, does it make a puzzle for Akrav as a carbon? So as far as being poded, I know you can't be poded. You can only be poded when it's a mum shabagali. The whole shaila is, can you bring it as a korban? So my, what's the din? Do we say tam yel ratzon amrachmana? Pasuk says it's supposed to be tamim, and therefore tamim in chisaron lo. I don't care where the chisaron is, whether it's on the outside of the body or the inside of the body. If it's a chisaron, it cannot be brought as a korban. Odilma tam yel ratzon kol mum lo yevo ma mum me'avrei af chisaron me'avrei. Or maybe the din of tamim is very much linked with the issur of having with the issue of having a mum, and it doesn't have a mum if it's only on the inside. It's not called a mum. So if it's not called a mum, then maybe it's not a violation of tamim. It's considered perfectly tamim, even though it's missing a kidney on the inside. Rav Silverstein quotes from Rav Eliashiv that how did they know? How they're looking at an animal, right? How would they know if it's missing a kidney? You can't tell from looking at the outside if it's missing a kidney. So he said Chazal must have had some test. They must have had some way of knowing it, but that's a question that jumps out at you, right? They're asking, can I be makrovit? They must have known. So I don't know. So Tashima. So the Gemara says, says bring a raya. Veishtei akloyos. Pasuk says veishtei akloyos. Sounds like a carbon is. I mean, it tells you what to do with the two kidneys. So it sounds like a carbon is supposed to have two kidneys. Velo bel kliyachas, velo bel shalosh kloyos, which means it's not supposed to have one kidney, and it also can't have three kidneys. Vitani idach, and there's another brisa where it says the chalev that's on the kliyos yisirena. Sounds like loshon yachid. It's kilya achas. So we learn from there lerabos bal kilya achas that even bal kilya achas is kosher. So based on that, so, there's some sort of machlokas in the brisos. Can you bring a carbon that has only one kidney? So it says gemara savrua dekuli alma ein bria ba'achas. First, we assume that everyone's working with the assumption that there's no such thing as an animal that has only one kidney. V'ha michsar chaser, and therefore the behemoth that has only one kidney originally had two kidneys, and one of them got ruined, got destroyed, got injured in some way, and that's why it only has one left. But every animal, when it's born, has two kidneys. And what are they arguing then? Whether you can be makriv that animal that has only one left? Demar savar, the Tana that says that it has to have two kidneys holds chisaron ribefim shmei chisaron, that even an internal chisaron is called a chisaron. Umar savar, and the Tana that says that you're allowed to bring a carbon with only one kidney savar chisaron ribefim lo shmei chisaron, holds that a chisaron ribefim is not considered a chisaron, is not considered to be a missing something, and therefore even if it has only one kidney, it's kosher for a carbon. Amar b'chia bar Yosef to kol. Nah, everyone agrees that an animal could be born with one kidney. I mean, people certainly can be. They have a lot of times. People will go get tested because they want to donate a kidney, and they'll look at the scan and they'll see there is only one, so they can't donate it, obviously. But it's not a giant segment of the population, but whatever, 1% of the population, 2%, something like that, has only one kidney. So I don't know. It must be that there. I would imagine the same is true by animals as well. Sounds like the whole machlokes and metzias. Is there such a metzias of an animal that's born with one kidney? Hard to imagine that the whole machlokas and metzias. I don't know. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef tekuli alma yesh b'riv achas. No, everyone agrees that animals could be born with one kidney. V'chisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron. Everyone agrees that it is a chisaron if something is missing from the inside. Lo kasha kan kishnivra b'shtayim v'chasra kan kishnivra b'achas meikara. If it was born with two and it's missing one, that's a chisaron. So that would passel it. But if it's born with one, so then there is no chisaron. It's not missing anything from what it was born with. I vadumya deshalosh katani. But didn't the Brisa say if it has one or three kidneys? So mashalosh meikara, afachas meikara. So it's hard to make an akimta that Brisa, when it's talking about one kidney, it's talking about that an event happened. It had two, but then something happened, and it now only has one. Because then when it says three, it would have to mean the same thing. That what it had two, and then we implanted a third one? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, when we talk about an animal that has three kidneys, it means it was born with three kidneys. So that same Brisa, when it talks about one kidney, must have been an animal that was born with one kidney. No, it must be that they argue whether there is such a thing as an animal that's born with one kidney. Marsavra, the Tana that's machshir, the one kidney animal holds, yeshbiriya ba'achas, that's a possibility, and therefore it's kasher l'karbon. Carbon. Umar Savar, and the Tana that says that it's got to have two kidneys, holds Ein Bria Ba'achas. No animal is born with one kidney, and an animal that doesn't have two kidneys right now is certainly missing something that it was born with, and therefore it's possible to carbon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Dukuli Alma Ein Bria Ba'achas. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, everyone agrees that there is no such thing as an animal that's born with only one kidney. V'chisar mibifnim shmei chisaron. And an animal that's missing something, even internally, it's called a chisaron. Lo kasha. Kan shechasra kodem shchita, kan shechasra liachar shchita. It's all about when the chisaron happened. When was that kidney removed? Before shchita or after shchita? If it only has one kidney, but it was removed after shchita, then it's going to be kosher. Liachar shchita kodem kabbalah mishari. Really, after shchita, if it has a chisaron that happens after shchita, but before the kabbalah sadan, is that going to be okay? V'amar abizera amarav atzorim ozen apar. If a person clips the ear of a parkoid Mashiach after it's shechted. Va'achar kach kibel damo, and then he does the Kabbalah's dam. Puzzle! That dam is puzzle bezrika. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'lokach midam apar, that you're supposed to be mekabel the dam of the par. And we darshan ha-par shahayakvar, that the par has to be totally intact, other than the fact that it's shechted, but it otherwise has to be totally intact, and if you clipped off its ear, then you're not being mekabel from the dam of the par. Ella says Gemara Khan Shechasra Kodem Kabbalah Khan Shechasra Liachra Kabbalah. Okay, so we adjust the answer a little bit. It's one is talking about where it's chaser, the kidney goes missing, not before the zrika, but not before the shechita rather, and after the shechita, but before the Kabbalah and after the Kabbalah. Before the Kabbalah Saddam, even if it was after the shechita, if the kidney goes missing, it's going to be possible. But after the Kabbalah Saddam was done already, then it's going to you can remove the kidney. And it's still going to be kosher. The Acher Kabbalah Kodem Zrika Mishari says, is it? After the Kabbalah, if the kidney goes missing, it's going to be mutter? Vatanya, but we have a brisa by Korban Pesach. Set Tamim Zachar Ben Shana Yelechem. She ate Tamim Ben Shana Bisha Shchita. It has to be both a Tamim and a Ben Shana at the time of Shchita. Uminayin, and how do I know that it has to be both a Tamim and a Ben Shana Be Kabbalah Vaolacha Azaya Vazaya and all the other Avodas of the Korban as well? Tamalomar Yihiyeh. She of Yosef Tamu Ben Shana, that it has to be intact when all of the avodas are done with it. So apparently, even if a kidney goes missing after the Kabbalah, it could still pass the Karban if you haven't yet done the Zrika. So it says, Martir Gema a Ben Shana. No, we're just saying that it needs to be a Ben Shana when all the other avodas are done. Not that it needs to be Tamim when all the other avodas are done. Sachinami Mistavra, and it's most Mistavra that way because the Brisa tells us, Titania, Bishua, Merkola, Zvachim, Shabbatora, Shenishayim, and Kazayis Basar. All the Zvachim that you have in the Torah, if a Kazayis Basar is left, which is the amount that you need for achila, o kezayis chelev, or a shear that's ra'i to be makrav carbon on the zbech, zorek es hadam, you could be zorek the dam. So shema mina, you see that a lot could go missing. All you have left is a kezayis bas or a kezayis chelev, and you're still allowed to do the zrika, the carbon is still kosher. So obviously a single kidney could go missing after the shechita and kabbalah before the zrika, and that's also going to be kosher. What can't happen after the kabbalah before the zrika? It can't be over a year old. That's what would possible it, but it could be missing lots of pieces. Says Gemara, can't be over umik umidi to b'shas shchita avi ben shanim b'shas kabbalah v'alacha avi ben shtei shanim. Does that even happen? That it could be at the time that you shecht the animal, it's 1 year old, and in the time and by the time you do the kabbalah v'alacha zrika, it's 2 years old. Amarav is also mer shows postless b'kachim that the zmanim of kachim don't work like we consider human birthdays normally, where today is my birthday, which means that today is not my birthday. I'm saying if today is my birthday, that would mean that yesterday I was, let's say 41, and today I am 42. The whole day yesterday I was 41, the whole day today. No, we go by shows. We look at the exact time of day. So it could be that if this animal's birthday is going to be right after the Shechita, right before the Zrika, so it's not a Ben Shana at the time of the Zrika. Says Marlema Katanai, maybe this whole din, whether a Chisaron of Never Pnimi is considered a mum or not, is really subject to a Machlokas Tanaim, because the Braisa talks about the movement of a behema, where the pasuk says umauch v'kasus v'natuk v'charus, all these different things that could happen to the aver and the kiss of the animal. Kulan babeitzim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all of these things are mumin when they happen to the beitzim of the animal. Babeitzim v'lo begid. So ask the Gemara, why would they not be a mumin when they happen to the gid? The gid is even more galui than the beitzim, and therefore should for sure be a problem if these things happen on the gid. Say ema af babeitzim div Rabbi Yehuda. No, what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say is that of course if it happens on the gid it's a problem, but even on the beitzim it would be a mum. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer kulan begid, that all of these apply to the gid, only to the gid. Rabbi Yossi omer moch v'kasus af bebeitzim, nosav charus begidin bebeitzim lo. Depends which of the mumin we're talking about. Some of them apply even to the beitzim, and some only to the gid. So what's this machlok is about? My lav ba kamiflagi. Demar sav Rabbi Yehuda holds, who says that all these things are mumin on the beitzim as well. He holds chisaron mibifnim, shmei chisaron, that a chisaron internally is considered a chisaron. Umar sav Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that these are not considered a mumin, they're on the beitzim, would say lo shmei chisaron, that mum mifnim is not considered a chisaron v'tizbra. Says Gemara, wait, that's what the machlok is going to be about, whether something mifnim is considered a chisaron or not. But then you could ask Rabbi Yossi, Micah Savar. Rabbi Yossi, who distinguishes between that which is natuk and karus versus that which is ma'uch and kasus. Well, what is he hold? Ik savar karus chisaron mifnim shmei chisaron afilu natuk and karus nami. If it's shmei chisaron, then even if it's natuk and karus on the beitzim, it should be a problem. And if he holds it's not called the chisaron, then even malach v'kasa should not be a problem on the beitzim. Now they're arguing about what's considered a mum shabagali. Rabbi Yehuda holds all of these ma'uch v'kasus have muma, that a ma'uch and kasus are considered a mum shabagali dimi kavtsan, because it causes the beitzim to shrivel, and that's recognizable. Natuk v'karus have muma ta'atalia. Natuk and karus are considered a mum because it's severed in a certain sense, so the animal's missing the beitzim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov savar ma'uch v'kasus lo have muma, that malach and kasus is not considered a mum to make karanami zimnin to make kavtan, because even a healthy animal, sometimes the beitzim will shrivel, so it's not necessarily a mum shabagali. But natuk v'karus lavi mumma, and the reason natuk and karus is not a mum to make karanami zimnin to talyan, because sometimes it also hangs a little lower and looks like it's not connected, even when the animal is healthy. Rabbi Yossi savar malach v'katus havi mumma, that malach and katus is considered a mum shabagali dalesnuhu, because it's no longer connected to the animal, so the animal's missing it. But natuk v'karus lavi mum, if it's natuk v'karus, it's not a mum ta'isnu, because it does have beitzim. It's just that they're severed from their original location, but the animal still does have beitzim. Whereas by malach v'kasus, it's crushed, so the animal doesn't have the beitzim at all anymore. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.